The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
The Barracuda find a way to get the job done tonight as they welcome in a very good Colorado team, winners of three straight. On the other side of the spectrum, the Barracuda had dropped four in a row, although they had been doing a lot of good things during that stretch. But finally, the floodgates open as the Barracuda explode for six goals tonight, including four in the first period. And they come through in the third when it mattered on the power play. Power play came into tonight struggling a little bit, but they score twice in the third period on a double minor high sticking against Alex Barre-Boulet of Colorado. And that really put the game on ice as the Barracuda take down the Colorado Eagles. And with the win, they are now up to 82 points, 6 points behind Colorado in the AHL's Pacific Division. They are 2-1 against the Eagles on the season series. That'll close out tomorrow. And they have won the last two games. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda have had issues really throughout the year with getting off to strong starts. Now, they've been a great team when it comes to coming back in games, but it's been a point of emphasis. They want to get off to strong starts, knowing when it comes to playoff time, that's going to be critically important. They got a couple of really nice, solid saves early from goaltender Laurent Brossoit. That kind of set the table for the remainder of the period. And the Barracuda would break through in the first on a 2-on-1. Jimmy Huntington would lead the rush down the left wing side. He'd swing one to his old Milwaukee Admiral teammate in Igor Afanasyev. And Afanasyev would make no mistake as he'd one-time the puck home to get the Barracuda on the board and get things started in the opening period. Time of the goal for Afanasyev at 2:07, his 14th of the season from Jimmy Huntington and Quentin Musty. Hey, Barracuda defender gets it down low. Barracuda might have numbers here. Here comes Huntington down the wing. Hands off Afanasyev. Shoots. He scores! On the Barracuda's first shot of the game, Igor Afanasyev rips home a one-timer. And 2:07 into this opening period, the Barracuda take a 1-0 lead. Great start for the Barracuda. They get that 1-0 lead, that elusive first goal, and they were off and running. But Colorado would respond just a couple of minutes later. Tristan Nielsen, who won a Calder Cup last year in Abbotsford with the Canucks, would notch his 25th goal of the year to level things at 1-1. Time of the goal for Nelson at 4:11 from Brindley and McDonald. Barracuda working down and deep, praises off the stick of Giles. First on it is Jacob McDonald. The Eddie Shore winner last year, McDonald, 31 goals as a defenseman. It only happened one other time. Is coming out of the wing is Tristan Nielsen, and he rips one glove side on Laurent Brossoit, and we're tied at 1-1. So Colorado would find a way to tie the game up at 1-1 on that goal from Nielsen, but the Barracuda would not waver, and they would reel off the next three consecutive goals. And it was Quinn Musty who was in on the first goal, a secondary assist, who would continue his monster night at 5:19. He'd pot his 18th of the year. Just a beautiful shot upstairs to give the Barracuda a 2-1 advantage in period number one. Steve Yernberg, big body, just signed out of Bowling Green. Scored his first AHL goal on Wednesday, did Stig Ehrenberg. A native of Sweden, he's got 3 points in his last two games. Not necessarily known for his offensive prowess, as there's a shot to the net. Musty, he scores! A quick snap from down in his feet, and it caught Kaiser, the goaltender, off guard. And it is a 2-1 Barracuda lead. So much for the offensive weld running dry. The Barracuda have two goals now on four shots. That trend would continue for San Jose, despite the fact the Barracuda would go on to the penalty kill. Musty, who had a goal and assist already at that point, would take a two-minute minor penalty for high sticking at 9:19. But on Colorado's power play, their puck management was an issue. They gave it away a couple of times to Patrick Giles, and on the second giveaway, Giles would take advantage of the opportunity and put home his ninth of the season. Time of the shorthanded goal at 10:29 from Jake Boltman, his first AHL assist, and Donovan Hoole in game number 100 in the American Hockey League.
Up in their own zone, a shot, a no-look pass. Giles is going to run the puck down shorthanded. He pulls up, finds a stick of Hoole coming down the wing, dances around Kaiser, trying to tuck it in, hits side the near post, and he just lost the handle of it. Good look there for the Barracuda. Careless giveaway from Colorado while on the power play. Now Giles wins a foot race, works in, he scores! Patrick Giles goes upstairs. It's a shorthanded goal, and the Barracuda have a 3-1 lead.
Just an incredible individual effort from Patrick Giles, his ninth of the season, second shorthanded goal, time of the tally at 10:29 of the first. Barracuda were not done. Just a couple of minutes later, Philip Biste would join the party. Another great individual effort. Inside, his initial shot was turned aside, but as Biste was on his side on the ice, he took another swipe at the puck, and this time he beat the goaltender Kaiser for his 20th goal of the year at 11:53, the time of the goal from Colin White and Oliver Wahlstrom, and the Barracuda in the first period had a commanding 4-1 lead.
Off the drop, back half clapper to the cage, kicked out Kaiser. Biested tied up, pulled in now by White, swings it in between the circles. Biested on the backhand, turned away, stays with it, he scores! Oh, what an effort! The initial save was made, but Biested on the ice swipes home the loose puck.
Great effort from Philip Biested. He's hit the 20-goal mark for the first time in his career, and the Barracuda had a 4-1 lead. But give Colorado credit, because this is a team that just won't back down, and they would score the next two goals in the first period to once again make it a game. At 15:03, Maros Jedlička would score his fifth of the season, then Ivan would pot his 10th at 18:12 as we'd go into the first intermission with the Barracuda leading by a score of 4-3. You knew after that first period, with an intermission to make some adjustments, both teams are going to tighten up defensively, and that's exactly what we saw after a wild and wide open opening 20 minutes of play. In the second, San Jose outshot Colorado 10-6, but neither team would score any goals, and we would go into the third still with San Jose leading 4-3. So the game very much still up in the balance entering the third and final period. But late in the frame, Alex Barré-Boulet would be called for a double minor, high stickies. He caught defenseman Noah Beck in the face. Beck was clearly leaking. They had a conversation. Originally was not called, but they did talk about it, the officiating crew. They make the call. Barracuda go on to a double minor power play. Before that point, they were 0-2 on the power play, and frankly, the power play during their losing skid has been an issue. It's been something they have not dealt with before that point, but it's been struggling, but they'd finally break through, not once, but twice. And Quentin Mustew had already scored, and the game would score again at 15:15. He had a great chance just prior to it, but it's just an incredible save by the goaltender Kaiser for Colorado. But moments later, the Barracuda would get control once again, and Colin White would slide one over to Quentin Mustew at a wide open net to put the puck home. Rims around the wall. Colin White collects some pressure. Now Biested. First side, Musty shoots. Oh, what a save by Kaiser! A brilliant stop! Musty back on it. Kaiser was dead to rights, but he comes over and makes an incredible save. Now White back post, wide open net, Musty, he scores! Musty had a chance to dust it off and place it into a wide open net, and the power play comes through. 37 seconds into the advantage. Huge goal for the Barracuda to get some breathing room. It comes on the power play, the second of the game for the youngster, Quentin Mustew. Up to 19 now on the season, and the Barracuda led at the time by a score of 5-3. But they still had a full 2 minutes of power play time to work with on the double minor. And Mustew, already with a big night, 3 points at that point, would be in on another goal. This time, Colin White would be the goal scorer. White also a monster night as he throw the puck intended for Mustew. It would go off of a Eagle defender through the five-hole of the goaltender Kaiser, and the Barracuda would take a 6-3 lead on White's 17th. Biested and Mustew pick up the assists, and the Barracuda had a 6-3 lead. Leading 5-3, Cagnoni, good hold, feeds now for Mustew. Mustew down low for White, return to Mustew. Now Biested, back post, it's thrown, they score! It pinballed its way home. It's a power play goal for Cullen White. Well, it's a funny game how it works. The Barracuda, 151 shots in their last four games. They mustered just six goals. They were completely snake-bitten. They were questioning a lot of things coming into tonight, having dropped four in a row. But tonight, it just seemed like everything was going in. The floodgates totally opening, and the Barracuda win a big one in the AHL's Pacific Division. At the very least, they retain the third spot in the division. Coachella Valley wins, so San Jose still with just a one-point lead on the Firebirds in the Pacific. Henderson also victorious, so the Silver Knights stay within 3 points, but Bakersfield did lose, so San Jose now has a four-point lead on the Condors in the AHL's Pacific Division. These teams will run it back tomorrow. A 3 o'clock puck drop. We're on the air starting at 2:30 with CUDA Countdown. You can listen live at sgbarracuda.com/listen. You can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Final shots tonight, the Barracuda out shooting the Eagles 34-29 are the final shots. See if they adjust. 35-29 are the final adjusted shots. The winning goaltender, Laurent Brossoit, picks up his 12th win in a Barracuda sweater. He is now 12-4-1. He snaps a two-game skid. The losing goaltender for the Colorado Eagles was Kyle Kaiser. Kaiser, 4 goals and 8 shots in the first period. After that point, he totally settled in. Was very, very good in the game, but he does suffer the loss. So Kaiser's record now drops on the season to 9-4-1. He's dropped his last couple of games. Laurent Brossoit, the winning goaltender, as you mentioned, his overall record improves to 15-7-1 on the season. With the win, San Jose up to 82 points. They are now 39-22-2-2. Colorado, 39-17-5-5 on the season. So both teams sitting at 39 wins, but Colorado has lost 5 games in overtime, and they've lost 5 games in a shootout, so they've got additional points. That's why they are 6 points ahead of San Jose in the AHL's Pacific Division. But the Barracuda do gain some ground on the Eagles, who are sitting in that second spot. And for Colorado, they had a chance to move past Ontario tonight, Ontario Idol, but they were unsuccessful in doing so. So they stay put in that second spot, still a point behind the Ontario Reign for the top spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 39 minutes, 2,535 saw it. Barracuda go 2-for-4 on the power play, 4-for-4 on the penalty kill, including a shorthanded goal. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Philip Biestead, a big night for Biestead again. A goal, an assist, 4 shots on net. He is the number three star. The number two star for the Barracuda, Igor Afanasyev, 2 points for him as well. A goal, an assist, a plus one rating, four shots on net for Afanasyev. He is the number two star and the number one star. 4 points tonight. Quinton Musty, a new career high for him. Matches his career high in goals as well with the two goals, two assists, plus one rating, and a game high 7 shots on net for Musty. He is the number one star. Honorable mention, Cullen White, outstanding again. 3 points for White tonight. Tons of guys pulling the rope. A complete effort from the Barracuda, really a 60-minute effort. There weren't many moments in this game where the Barracuda wavered. They got some great goaltending from Brossoit, but they really brought their A-game tonight, and they are rewarded with a 6-3 win. Again, these teams are back on the ice tomorrow. We are on the air starting at 2:30 with CUDA Countdown. You can listen through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Barracuda have the matinee matchup against Colorado. The Sharks have the nightcap as they take on the Nashville Predators. Should be a fun day overall tomorrow in San Jose. Hockey plentiful, and both teams are playing some great hockey at this point. The Barracuda snapping a skid, but in a great spot in terms of the playoffs. Sharks trying to hold on to that final wild card spot in the Western Conference. No question, fun to be part of this organization right now as both teams are on the ascent. Again, we're on the air starting at 2:30. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight, whether you listened or you watched, and we hope you join us again tomorrow as the Barracuda run it back against Colorado. It was a chippy finish, and I would assume we've got more of that to come tomorrow when these teams play the second of a back-to-back. Big win for John McCarthy's team. The Cuda have snapped a 4-game skid with a 6-3 win tonight over the Colorado Eagles. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long, good night from Texio Arena in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEVCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.